That's okay. I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. Can you hear me pretty good this way? It's good to be here, and it's good to be sober. Alcoholics Anonymous saved my life. I got sober December 7th, 1990, so it's about 28 and a half years ago. I quit drinking and went into a rehab over in Covina, California, which is Los Angeles County, east part of Los Angeles County. Came from an alcoholic family, and I'm going to do a real short version of my story because I know I only got 10 minutes. But my family was apparently, if alcoholism is genetic, it's apparent in my family. All men on both sides of my family and one aunt and both my grandpas and then my surviving brother, all chronic alcoholics. Some of them were able to hold down careers, some weren't. I have one uncle who died skid row drunk. He was a biker and then in and out of prison. He just died of alcoholism in 43 or something. So I wasn't going to be an alcoholic. I was smoking weed as a child and swore that I wouldn't be an alcoholic because I knew it was hereditary. And probably by the age of 13, 14, I was trying alcohol, and I never drank it like I guess normal people drink. I drank to get loaded because that's what we did with marijuana. And I never hated the taste of alcohol. You know, I always liked beer. I like whiskey. I like it all. At the age of 16, I was working in a pizza place and drinking consistently because we had access to beer. And mixing wine with Sprite, making like wine spritzers, I guess you would call them. But at this point, I was drinking pretty much every day, and I was in high school. And by the time I went to college in Fullerton, this party was on. And college was great because you don't have to go to class. Nobody's calling your parents. So in Fullerton, it was really 1984, 85, it was really punk rock. It was like fun place to be if you like skateboarding and punk rock music and drinking. And I liked all of those, so that's what I did. And didn't do much in school, but I got loaded a lot. And by the time I was 21, I'd had two drunk drivings. By the time I was married at 23... and I was working construction. I worked for the railroad. I was a track laborer. And kids say people don't really hammer railroad spikes. And I'm here to tell you that people do actually hammer railroad spikes. And I did that for a few years with the Southern Pacific Railroad. But when it was around. But I was married and married young at 23. And by the time I was 24, I'd had my third drunk driving. I'd been arrested twice in Mexico. And I ultimately had enough, and you know, it was okay to say I was an alcoholic. It was punk rock to be an alcoholic, but for me, the first step was not admitting I was an alcoholic. It was my life becoming unmanageable enough to where I didn't want that anymore, and it got that unmanageable. And a good perspective, and I know I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, is so I've got all these drunk drivings and marijuana tickets and open containers when I was young and arrested in Mexico and all this stuff, and that's the stuff we can laugh about. Yeah, I got in a fight with Marines in Tijuana and got arrested, all this stuff, and that's fun, right? But it's the stuff that I remember that I wish I never did, you know, not the blackout. And they said, oh, my God, you did this. It's the stuff that I remember, that pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization that I wish I never did. That's the stuff that really got me. And the last drink I took was in downtown L.A. It was in Skid Row. I'd left the railroad, and I was a carpenter, and I was working on the L.A. Convention Center project. And I had just got my third DUI about a week before, and I was drinking again, of course. And I got my paycheck, and that was it. Like, I was in downtown L.A., and I had a Heineken, and next thing you know, it's dark, and I'm getting drunk, and I'm buying rounds, and then I'm in an alley buying crack cocaine, and, you know, and it smells like urine, and all that stuff and people living in cardboard boxes. And the first thing that came to my mind was, this is awesome. This guy's got a handful of rocks and I'm loaded and I got a pocket full of money, you know. That was my last bender. The cops rolled up. I was on 7th Street and I'd been out there a couple nights, and I'm out of money. The last drink I took was from some shemale, because there's all these Latina shemales walking around. I grabbed Cisco, and she comes after me, my Cisco. I'm like, here you go. And the point I'm trying to make is I felt so pathetic and so empty after spending all this money. I felt worse than I did when I even started, like less than zero, you know? And the cops rolled up, and that's when I had my moment of clarity, my first step. They're like, what are you doing down here? I'm like, fuck, what am I, you know? Looking to go home. So the next day I went into a rehab. My wife was going to leave me at that time. She says, I'm out of here. She wasn't violent or anything. She said, I'm done. And I knew Alcoholics worked, Anonymous worked, because I have an uncle that had been sober for a number of years in Alcoholics Anonymous. I had a friend of mine, a peer of mine, who was sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, and then a friend of mine from Fullerton who was clean in Narcotics Anonymous. So it wasn't ever a question whether this worked or not. It obviously works. I mean, look around the room. It was just a matter, I just had to get to that first step, and I did. And I was 41 days in that rehab. I got out, started going to meetings in Pasadena, where I lived. I got a sponsor. He encouraged me to move forward with the steps, and eventually I did. Now I've, you know, it's been 28 years, and honestly, I should have been dead or in prison, for real, at a young age, because my alcoholism progressed very quickly when I was young, and I've got a good life. I've got two older boys, I've got three stepkids, a beautiful wife, got a small business, and it's all because of Alcoholics Anonymous. I don't really think I could have gotten sober any other way. You know, I think I'm blessed. I think God, for some reason, had in his mind for John to get sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's what I did. So I want to thank all you for having me out tonight, and that's all I got. Thanks.